message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Jesus. I welcome you to God's presence. God bless you, choir. God bless you, instrumentalists. God bless you real good. We want to thank God and appreciate Him for His goodness and for His love and support towards us and for His grace that we have enjoyed. Today is the 8th day of this new beginning fast, and we are grateful to God for all He has done for us. If you were at the breakthrough encounter yesterday and you were blessed, let me hear your loudest hallelujah. If you were not available yesterday morning, you missed a lot. It was explosive. It was explosive. I'll advise that you get the CD. It's My Turn to Dance. It will bless you, and you can also give it to your friends. You will never regret it. Also, it's important that when we are having special meetings like that, like this fast that is ongoing, and of course programs like the Breakthrough Encounter, you try as much as possible to be there at all cost. This is very important for you to be able to access the total package of what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. Anointing for a new beginning. Anointing for a new beginning. And before we go into the anointing service proper, I would like to go into the word for a few minutes. And I trust the Holy Spirit to breathe on this word in Jesus' name. A new beginning means new era, a fresh start, a new thing, a deviation from the ugly past, and a new story. Again, a new beginning simply means a new era, a fresh start, a new thing, a deviation from the ugly past to a new story. All this shall happen for somebody in the name of Jesus. There will be a deviation from your ugly past to a new story. In the beginning of the world, everything was upside down. The whole earth was without form and void. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Everything was dark and ugly. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In verse 2, and the earth was without form. Someone say without form. Everything was upside down, without form. And the Bible even said the earth was void. There was a lot of emptiness and shallowness. You could see that things were not in order. And of course, darkness covered everywhere. There was ugliness. There was thick darkness that you could always almost use your hand to catch it. It was on the face of the deep. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And all of a sudden, God began to speak and things began to change. Things will begin to change for the positive in your life today in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God that likes to give us a new beginning. In Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in your desert. I will make things that were not possible before to become suddenly possible. I will amaze you. I will surprise you. I will take away your ugly past. That kind of awesome testimony shall be the portion of everybody here today. It shall be the portion of everybody here today. Friends, your case is not closed because God wants to give you a fresh start. Your case is not yet over because God wants to give you a fresh beginning. Yes, things have been rough and tough in the past. Challenges have been there, right from primary school to secondary to where you are today. You have been bombarded with all sorts of challenges. I'm aware, but I'm also aware that you serve a living God who is always there to rescue you. This is the morning that God will rescue somebody here. The same place where you are defeated is the same place where you assess victory. The same place where you failed is the same place where you are going to pass. The same place where you failed is the same place you are going to pass. Why does God want to give us a fresh start, a fresh beginning? Why? Give you a few points under that, then we'll move further. Why does God want to give us a fresh start? Number one, to show to the world who to worship and who to fear. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11 to 13. 1 Chronicles 29, 11 to 13. God wants to show the world who they should really worship as a result of what he wants to do in your life. Thine, O Lord, is greatness and the power and glory and the victory of the and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all. Somebody say, reignest over all. Reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. God wants to do something great that will make people to know that he is the one that people should fear and worship. He is the one that reigneth over all. He is the one that reigneth over all situations. He is the one that reigneth over all circumstances. Nobody is to be feared and to be worshipped like him. Number two, why does God want to give you a fresh start? To give you rest from your wars and the battles you have faced in your life. In Exodus 33 verse 14. Exodus 33, 14. And my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I know many of you have fought so many battles, because life is a battle. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I know you have faced a lot of battles, but God wants to give you rest today. I say God wants to give you rest today. God wants you to give you a fresh start, a fresh beginning, so that he can give you rest from all the wars and battles you have faced. Many here have faced many battles, academic battles. You have read and failure has come. You have done many things right, but it seems as if everything doesn't go right for you. God wants to give you a new beginning, so much so that you will forget all the bad past of the past. You will forget all the evil past of the past. And I pray for somebody here today, that is the kind of story you are going to have in Jesus' name. The last time you faced battles that threatened your life is the last time you ever face it in Jesus' name. Number three, why does God give us a fresh start? To give us rest from disappointments. Many here have been disappointed. You have been disappointed in life. You entered relationships and all of a sudden the guy just said, I'm not doing again. Without any explanation, I'm sorry, I'm not doing again. Somebody called me yesterday from somewhere very far away, and he was telling me of how his son just walked out on a particular lady and was calling me for prayers and all that. And his son just walked out. The introduction has already been done. The wedding is like just a month or two, and he just walked out. I'm not doing it again. That's the kind of wickedness that the devil does to disappoint ladies. No explanation. I pray for somebody here today, you will never suffer disappointment again. You will never suffer disappointment again. Number five, why does God want to give you a new beginning? Number four, thank God you are following me. Praise the Lord. To prove that he has not forgotten you. God wants to give you a fresh start so that he can prove that you are not yet a forgetting person. You are not a forgetting person. You are not a person that God has already forgotten. In Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 to 6, God was angry with the world. And God wanted to destroy the entire world with water. God said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of the heart, of his heart, was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. God was very angry with man. And you know the rest of the story, how God brought water, and how the water was on the earth for about 140 days. And the water was everywhere. And every living thing was destroyed except Noah. And in Genesis 8 verse 1, God remembered Noah. God gave him a new start, a new life. Genesis 8 verse 1, God gave him a new start, a fresh start. And God remembered Noah. God will remember you today. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water just disappeared. The water just began to dry up because God remembered Noah. It is your family that God will remember next now. I say your family is the one that God will remember next now. I say your family is the one that God will remember next now. Somebody say, I receive it. Somebody shout, I receive it. Number five. Why does God want to give you a fresh start? God wants to give you a fresh start after you have failed before, or you have fallen before. Proverbs 24 verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times and he riseth up again. A just man falleth seven times. And in Proverbs 24 verse 16, God wants to give you a fresh start after you have fallen. He wants to make you to rise again. And you will rise again. I say you will rise again. In the name of Jesus. One of the greatest presidents of America, if not the greatest president of America, was a man called Abraham Lincoln. At age 32, Abraham Lincoln failed in his business. Filed for bankruptcy and failed in his business. And he went into politics and he lost at five different levels of election. Contested first time, failed. Second time, failed. Third time, failed. Fourth time, failed. Fifth time, he failed. This same man called Abraham Lincoln went into business again after the first failure. He failed again. While that failure was on, his wife died. They call that insult upon injury. Business failed. Politics failed. Wife died. But in the midst of this, he contested again for vice presidency of the greatest country in the world, that's America. And he failed again as a vice president. And then he went again and said, no, I failed in small things. Now I want to go for the president. And he won. Haven't failed and 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 failed. Eventually, he came out with a new beginning. The past was a past of failure. The new beginning was a White House beginning. I've not been to the White House of the US, but I've been to the one of the UK before. And I know that it must be even more grand than the one of the British. That was where he ended up despite failure. And that one I've not been to, I will soon be there. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That's what we call a new beginning. After failing and failing and failing and failing and failing, he ended up in the White House in Washington, D.C. And I pray for somebody here today, you will end up in a great place. You will end up in a very great place. Where you will end up, those that saw you failing before, they will be shocked and aghast that you are ever there in the name of Jesus. They will be surprised to see you there. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Number six, why does God want to give you a new beginning? To give you a brand new opportunity for a fresh start. A brand new opportunity for a fresh start. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 10. I want to show you something there. You will like it. You will like it. You will like it. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 10. Look at this. The bricks are falling down. Oh, let's read together, everybody. Are you there? If you are not there, say, wait for me. All right. I'm a very patient man. I'm waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there now? Thank you. Isaiah 9 verse 10, 1, 2, go. Let's go. The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hen stones. The sycamore are cut down, but we will change them into cedar. Let me interpret that scripture to you. Hen stones is different from ordinary stone. Hen stones are hard stones. They are harder than blocks. He says, He said, though I failed before, the bricks that they used to build before fell. He said, now when we want to rebuild, there will be another opportunity to rebuild. And when we build this time, it will be with harder stones, hen stones. Also, he talked about the sycamore tree. He said, the sycamore tree are cut down. A sycamore tree is not a massive tree. He says, but now that the sycamore tree is cut down, the tree that will replace that sycamore tree is a cedar tree. That's a massive tree that prevents sun. Huge, a cedar tree is a massive one. And it brings about comfort. It brings about, it prevents from the sun being able to beat you. And that is the way God is going to decorate your life. What the devil took from you is nothing compared with what God is going to give to you. What the devil thought he stole from you and is rejoicing, he's celebrating. Oh, I've done it. I've won. What he did for you is nothing compared to what my God will use to replace it for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number seven, why does God want to give you a new beginning? To disgrace your adversaries. In Micah chapter 7 verse 8, the book of Micah 7 verse 8, the Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I fall, I will rise again. I shall arise. Somebody is here today, though it looks as if you are on the floor, you will rise again. I say you will rise again. I say you will rise again. Your business will rise again. Your marriage will rise again. The love your husband had for you in the past that made him to say, I want to marry you, is as if the love has disappeared. That love will rise again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Quickly this morning, that was just the foundation. That was what we call an appetizer to just get you prepared. What are the secrets of a new beginning? What are the secrets? What do I stand to gain? What are the secrets? What are the secrets? What do I need to do? What do I need to do for a new beginning? Number one is accept responsibility. In the cell fellowship yesterday, we talked a little bit on this. How many of us were at the cell yesterday and you were blessed? Glory to God. Accept responsibility. Creating a new beginning places responsibility on you. You need to take steps that will bring you into a new beginning. You cannot be looking for who to blame. Frederick Casey Price said, if you fail, it is your fault. If you succeed, it is your fault. You have nobody to blame if a new beginning does not start, because you must take responsibility for your new beginning. You must take responsibility for a new beginning. It is easy to dodge our responsibility, but we cannot dodge the consequences of our irresponsibility. It is easy to dodge our responsibility. This is your responsibility. You say, no, I don't want to do it. You are hiding. But you cannot dodge the consequences of your hiding. If a student is meant to go to class to read or to go for lecture and he's hiding, he doesn't go there, he stays in his bedroom, in his hostel or in his class, and he's dancing. He's jubilating, he's watching film, collecting films on a phone, and laughing like a jackal. And others are collecting lecture, they are taking notes. When exam comes, he will eat viral. Hello. People might have been responsible for your past failure, but you are responsible for your future success. It might have been witches that stopped you from failing in the past. But now, under this grace and anointing, witches have no power. You are now the one responsible for the future now. So accept responsibility. Be a responsible person. Whatever is committed to your hands, do it massively. Forget about the disappointment of the past. Forget that you work with somebody in the past and the person sacked you despite the fact that you did well. That's in the past. Those that stay in the past, they pass away with the past. You see, what happened last year? What they did for me last year? And what that man did for me then? That's in the past. We are talking of now and the future. I speak prophetically to somebody here and watching me, your future will be all right. I'm not so interested in the past. But I am interested in how the future looks like. The future for you will be very sweet. But you must take responsibility. Number two secret of a new beginning is stay close to your maker. Or you can also call it be dedicated to your maker. You cannot make a mark in life until God puts his mark on you. You cannot have an effect in life until God has affected you. You can't make a mark until God has placed his mark on you. You can't have effect in this world until God has affected you. Your link to God determines the extent to which you go in life. Everything you try to build without God will just crash. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. Every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is who? God. Every house is built by a man, but actually, the person that actually builds is God. So your link with God gives you a new beginning. It gives you a fresh start. Your link with God is a sure proof that you'll be all right. I tell you sincerely. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. If you have seen somebody linked with God and the person has failed in life, I want to see. I have never seen it. I am yet to see one person say, I held on to God and I held them to God alone. And then he failed me. As small as I am, if you are close to me and I see you faithful as a human being, I want to reward you. I want to be a blessing to you. Tirelessly. I want to ensure that the best of life is there for you. That's one reason why we preach and we pray the way we pray. Despite the fact that sometimes the sound doesn't allow it. But we give it our best all the same. After that brutal service yesterday, I was still here praying till 7 p.m. last night. I did not see sun like this. After that brutal service, 7:30 a.m. to about 10 or to 10 or thereabout, till 7 at night. Oh, friends, not to talk of God. We are not talking of a playboy here. We are talking of a massive entity. We are talking of somebody who can do and undo. He will never fail you. But you have a responsibility to link up to him. You have a responsibility to be linked to. Your link to God is your link to wealth. It's your link to blessings. When you are linked to the right source, your resources is guaranteed. When you are linked to the right source, your resources is guaranteed. We are created by God, so our success is tied to him. How many of you know that you are created by God? And your success is... It is the person that... Let me tell you this. Let me use this analogy. When you look at a fish and you like that fish so much and you bring it out of the water and you put it in your pocket, say, I like this fish so much, or you do a golden box for it, how long will it take for the fish to live? So I love this fish so much. And I want this fish to be inside a big box. Like I want to travel with it to the US. And I want it to be in a box. You buy a very nice box for it. And you put it inside. Will it be able to survive? Why? Because it is what? Linked to what? The water. God is the person you are linked to. Once you disconnect, you are gone. Not that you are dead, though, because many are not connected to God and they are still alive. Not that you are dead, but you are like a living corpse. That's why you must keep yourself connected to your maker, because he created us in his likeness. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. He created us. Let's make man in our own image. We were created in his likeness. So your link to God is your link. Say, and God said, let us make man in our image. So you are the image of God. Your continuous closeness to God is your asset in life. That's your asset. There is a lot of emptiness once you disconnect from this God. There is a lot of emptiness. You have seen some people very, very rich, have so much money, yet they commit suicide. Why? There is a vacuum in their life. Something is missing. Say, what is missing? They try drinks, wine, maybe 500,000 per bottle. It doesn't. You don't know there are wines like that. Oh, even Nigeria here. They tried it. The thing didn't make them feel anything. Then they tried Banja Wee Wee. They still did not get anything. They smoked the best of weed, and every then they went to. There's what they call cigar. There is cigar. Cigar is that thin one. Then the cigar. That's like an upgraded cigarette. Big like this. How many of you have watched films and you saw the dawn? The dawn. You don't watch film tired. Hallelujah. I really wish I had time like those days to be able to do that. I really wish, but I'm sure maybe in the future there'll be much more time to do that, because I used to like watching films. I had a whole lot of films, action films particularly, whereby a guy just comes out from somewhere and just Hallelujah. And just kills everybody. One man gives one blow and 20 people just fall down. He will just do like this. Yo! And fly up. Ah! I say, yay! When he's up, then later he will come down and his two legs will be spread like this. And the hands too. And he will kick four people. One leg. And he will jump down. Wham! I think it's yeah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So stay close to your maker. Your closeness to your maker gives you a new beginning. I can't imagine how my little closeness to God has changed my life. I can't imagine it. It's unimaginable. I said, oh, this is how it is. This is how it is. Your closeness to God, your drawing more closer to God, is an asset for your destiny. Number three, secret of a new beginning is to use the manual regularly. The manual of life is the Bible. If your life must access a new beginning, you need to study the Bible. Many of us, when you want to travel abroad, or you are doing a local trip, maybe from Ilorin to Lagos or from Lagos to Abuja, you will see pilots with bags, and they'll be posing with their caps and just be posing and just be moving like this with their bag. In that bag is a manual. Once he enters the cockpit, he brings out the bag and unzips it and puts the manual on his legs to read it, to know how to be able to have a beginning of a flight. You never outgrow manual as a pilot, or else you crash. Every pilot has his manual. If you are going to fly high in life, your Bible must be something that is with you all the time. The Bible is the manual of life. That's why in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to what is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. is not an ordinary book. It's the manual for new beginning. The more you study, the more you read it, the more you have access to the laws of God. In Psalm 119 verse 105, Psalms 119 verse 105, the Bible tells us the importance of the word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Someone say light. What is the purpose of light? Direction. 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 The more you read the Bible, the more you have direction. The more you know what to do, as from today, you will not lack knowledge on what to do again. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? The days of you sleeping over your Bible, the days of making the Bible a tonic for sleeping, is over. Whereby you open your Bible and then the maximum you read is five chapters, five verses. Read the first verse, second verse. By the third verse, the sleep that was not there before suddenly comes. By the fourth verse, by the fifth verse, you are already there. You are near Congo Kinshasa. Those days are over because you desire a new beginning. It's not fun all the time. Not all the time that is fun reading the Bible. But you know that you need it. You know you need it. You know you need it. You know you need it. It's not every time you feel comfortable. Sometimes you just feel like just being there. But it says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. But you must meditate day and night. It's like your survival strategy. It's like what? Let me tell you, if you are the kind of person that falls sick every time, read this Bible every day, you will see that you won't fall sick again. You don't fall sick again. When you read this Bible every day, you don't fall sick. This is a capsule for life. It's a capsule, it's the tonic for life. My time is gone. I'll just take one more. You have allowed me to crack jokes, so I use some of my time to crack. Number four, and I'll stop there. Number four, secret of the anointing, of the secret of new beginning is the anointing. The anointing is a principal secret for a new life. In Isaiah 10 verse 27, Isaiah 10 verse 27, the Bible speaking to us about the essence of the anointing whereby it breaks yokes. Let's read together, one, two, go. And it shall come to pass in that day, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Every new king that wants to ascend the throne must be anointed. A new beginning is like the ascension of a new throne, a new status. It's like God wants to take you to another level. Look at David, for example, in 1 Samuel 16:13. You know the story from 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, but in 13 particularly, how Samuel anointed David amongst all his brothers. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. You are that him today. I say you are that him today. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. You can see amongst all of us here, you'll be anointed. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day. Where was that Spirit of God before? He didn't come. There was no empowerment as such for him before. But immediately the anointing came, his life changed. Friends, God has sent me to you to tell you that as you this anointing touches your head today, your story must change. I say 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 your story must change. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As this anointing touches your head, the days of regret are over finally. The days where you are regretting life is over finally. The days whereby you are thinking of committing suicide, or thinking of checking out of school, or checking out of your husband's house, or checking out of that business, the day is finally over. The dawning of a new day is here for you. You know the good news? This is the day that God will do all I have said. Let me hear your loudest amen. I must not close this service this morning. I will
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.